This is a new series, but I really feel like we have to do it. Maybe we should go from head to toe and then across the home. And my thought is to have a class in practical Judaism starting from head to toe. Like, we have to pick some kind of order. So we'll work our way down from head to toe, what halachot we have. And then we'll work our way through a Jewish home, what halachot we have, starting from maybe the front yard to the front door, the halachot of a front yard, the halachot of chaining your dog, the halachot of a mezuzah, the halachot of a kosher kitchen, a kosher bedroom, a kosher bathroom. We'll go, I think that's a nice way to explore halacha, make it a little bit interesting. So we'll start from head to toe, okay? So in Judaism, we value the head. Right? The Chinese always say, when you go to bed at night, put the pillow under your feet, because your feet did much more work than your head. But we don't say that. We say, when you take a hot shower, give your head the honors, right? The head. Oter Yisrael b'tifarah. We say Hashem crowns us with glory. So in ancient times, Jews would crown their head with a hat. Today we wear the small hat, right? That's how the Mishnah Brewer calls our yarmulke, the small hat. So we start with the top of our head, and Yarmulka stands for Yarei Me'aloka, fear of God. The Talmud in Tractate Kiddushin tells us that it was an act of piety, that pious people used to cover their head. So it was an act of piety. And then it became accepted upon Klal Yisrael. Today we all accept that you wear a yarmulke, a kippah. Technically, when is one obligated to wear a kippah? When saying things of holiness. In a shul, even if you're not saying anything. When you're making a blessing, saying prayer, learning Torah, you must wear a kippah. What about the rest of the day? So nowadays you have to, because it's the custom. But it used to be that the rest of the day was an act of piety. It's been about a millennium that we've all been doing this. At least Ashkenazi Jewry, Sephardi Jewry only a few centuries. But Ashkenazi Jewry for the last millennium have all been wearing a head covering. So we start with the top of our head. We have to wear a head covering. How big does the yarmulke have to be? So halachically, technically, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein holds that once it's big enough that people look at it as a garment, doesn't look like a piece of thread sitting on your head, that's good. So those bottle cap kippot, they're kosher. They might not be ideal because you're making a statement when you wear a little yarmulke. You're associating yourself with a certain crowd. If your yarmulke is like this small, like a bottle cap, and gets hidden in your hair, then it could be that people won't notice you're wearing a yarmulke. But technically, halachically, once you have a yarmulke that people notice as a garment that you're wearing on your head, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you're wearing a yarmulke. Ideally, you know, the nicer way to wear a yarmulke is that when people look at you from each side, they see you're wearing a yarmulke, but that's not obligatory, you know. Okay, what color yarmulke should you wear? There's no halacha about that. Black, white, green, purple, rainbow, they're all kosher. No halacha about that. Again, you're making a statement politically, especially here in Israel, whether you like it or not. You wear a black yarmulke, everyone assumes you're against the army, etc., etc., etc. You wear a knitted yarmulke, everyone assumes you're for the army, etc., etc., etc. That's practical. That's not halachic. I'm saying there are practical assumptions people make about you when you dress a certain way. But that's, again, that's not halachic. Halachically, we covered wearing a yarmulke. Okay, what about wearing a hat? So, in Shulchan Aruch it says wear a hat. When do you wear a hat? So the question is, Shulchan Aruch says remember to wear your hat when you daven, when you make blessings, when you come. So we're wearing a hat. We just said our yarmulke is considered a small hat. But there is an ideal of wearing a second covering on your head. And in the days where it was considered disrespectful to walk around without a hat, so it would be disrespectful to pray without a hat. Pray, again, blessings, Kriyat Shema, learning, I can do like this. But prayer, I'm standing before the king, what's considered respectful? So until the days of John F. Kennedy, you wouldn't be seen without a hat. Then John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States, went around without a hat. And there went the whole hat industry in the United States. People stopped wearing hats because he made it cool to not wear a hat. Until his day, you wouldn't see a person in a public setting without a hat. They'd wear the hat. It was part of the respectfulness. So we make a blessing in the morning. Oter Yisrael b'tifarah, Hashem crowns Israel with glory. And the Rush was a commentary that lived approximately 800 years ago, 750 years ago, 750 years ago. The Rush would wait to say that blessing until he put on his hat. He said, this is the glory, right? Or his tefillin. He'd say, the glory is the tefillin we wear on our head. That's the crown.
What blessing?
Now, Oter Yisrael B'Tifara. We have 15 blessings in the morning. Thanking God that we can see, that we have clothing. One of them is that we have the glory of Israel. What's the glory of Israel? That we cover our head. So we wear yarmulke once we wake up. Today we are careful not to even walk 4 footsteps without a yarmulke on our head. What happens if you don't have a yarmulke? You could put your sleeve on your head. That's okay. Can you put your hand on your head? Well, if you have nothing else, you put your hand on your head. But technically, the body can't cover itself. You know, putting your hand on your head, well, you have hair on your head too, some of us. I do too a little bit, right? So that's not called a covering. You have to have pull your sleeve. Your sleeve, that's a covering, right? So you can put your sleeve on your head and make a blessing.
You know, people wouldn't recognize it as a kippah.
Right, they wouldn't recognize it as a kippah, but what can I do? I don't have a choice. You know, I wake up, I don't know if it's happened to you, it's happened to me. I was driving in a car and suddenly my yarmulke flew out the window. And I'm on a highway, there's no stopping, goodbye, that's it. No, I didn't do this. But when I had to eat something, when I had to make a blessing, then this is the way to go. You wake up sometimes in the morning and your kids did something with your yarmulke and you don't know where it is. Now, you could spend the next half hour looking. You want to make a blessing or something, you want to learn Torah, you can put your hand over your head. Okay, so again, putting your sleeve over your head equals wearing a yarmulke lechatchila. Putting just your hand over your head, that's not called wearing a... putting your hand on your head, that's not called wearing a yarmulke. But if I have nothing better, so it's better than nothing. Yes, sir. Now, what about your friend's hand? Right? Meaning he puts his hand on your head, that's a good yarmulke. Meaning, so if you're standing together, you can each put your hand on one another's head, and then you come in. Where does this come up? You're in the middle of the beach, you went swimming, someone brings you a drink, your yarmulke is half a mile in with your clothing. You want to take a drink. You and your friend, what are you going to do? Take your bathing suit, put it on your head? You can't do that, right? So you each put your hand on someone else's head, right? And then you each have a yarmulke. Okay, so we covered the top. Wait, he was first. Yes, Teal. Yes, Arba Amot, it doesn't matter if you're driving or, yeah, same thing, yeah. Look, you don't have one, you don't have one, but a helmet counts as yarmulke, there's no difference.
What if you don't have a helmet?
If you don't have a helmet, then you shouldn't be on the bike. Take it from someone who's been hit by cars more than once. These aren't my teeth, okay? I got my teeth knocked out. I'm serious, these are implants. I'm lucky to be alive. I was hit by cars more than once. Wow. If you don't have a helmet, don't be on a bike. On a bicycle, yeah. I'm still riding. So maybe that's not a sign of wisdom. Yes.
About the making a bracha on the beach, wouldn't there be a problem of nakedness, of showing...
You're wearing a bathing suit.
You're wearing a bathing suit, but I'm saying you wouldn't daven.
I was clear. It's only in prayer that we say you're standing before your Creator and have to be respectful. Everything else, you can wear your underwear and make blessings and eat. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yes. Good, so now you know. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Achechazes libo. But that's only bitfilah. The Mishnah says you have to cover your heart. In other words, wear a shirt. But you're on the beach. You're wearing a bathing suit. You're not wearing a shirt. You want to make a blessing. You want to eat. You want to make an after blessing. You want to daven mincha? Put on a shirt. You want to daven? You have to be respectful. Not, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says you went to mikveh. And their days going to mikveh was a journey. You're at the bottom of the mikveh. And now you want to say Kriya Shema. Hey, the sun's rising. You want to make nates. So it says you got to, you use the water as the mechitza. But your chest isn't covered. Right. For prayer, your chest has to be covered. You have to be dressed respectfully. For blessings, you do not. You have to have your private parts covered. Yeah. If there are girls around who aren't dressed modestly, then obviously you have a problem. I was assuming you're going to a modest beach. Yeah.
And if you're alone and you don't have another hand to cover your head, how do you make a bracha in the middle of water?
It's a problem. So ideally you get something to cover your head. If not, so you wait till you have something to cover your head. You put a bag on your head. Put anything on your head.
Your own hand. It's not okay?
Your own hand is not the right way to go. If you have no choice... So then you use your own hand. Like the Rashba writes, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in their days, imagine yourself in Krakow, and it's the middle of the winter, and you get up in the middle of the night, and you need a drink, and you can't make it to the outhouse to cleanse yourself. And you can't make it to go and draw water and chip the ice and get some water out to wash your hands. So you're not exactly clean the way you'd like to be to make a blessing. So the Rashba says, you think the blessing and God knows what's in your heart. That's when you have no choice. Now we're not talking about a guy who's dying of thirst. We're talking about a guy who's very thirsty and he wants to drink. So yeah, you don't have to go crazy over it. But ideally, the more appropriate way is to find the solution. Yeah.
Just on this note, what about when you're bike riding and you're eating on the bike? You know, as far as making a bracha again or after bracha or again.
When you made a blessing, you had in mind you're going to travel, so your blessing covers you until you finish. Okay, so what did we cover today? We learned about our yarmulke. We learned about head covering. We learned about wearing a hat. In the days where that was part of being respectful, then you shouldn't daven without it. Today, it's not a part of being respectful. You could daven without a hat, as you see everyone else does. Is there a Kabbalistic concept of having two coverings on your head? Yes, there is such a Kabbalistic concept that when you daven, you should have two coverings on your head. As you see, most people aren't concerned for that Kabbalistic concept, and not only in the Dati Lumi world, because 100 years ago, I was told by people who saw the rabbis 100 years ago, that when the rabbis would put a hat on their head, they'd take off the yarmulke and put the hat. So they weren't concerned about the two coverings either. Meaning the Mishnah Brewer quotes a Prima Gadim that says, Kabbalistically, you should have two coverings, the yarmulke and another hat over it, but we're not concerned for that. That's what it would seem like. When it was considered disrespectful, you wouldn't go anywhere respectful without a hat. So then you also had to wear a hat for davening. Today, you know, it's divided based on the crowds you're in. Some crowds wear a hat, some do not, and everyone has what to rely on. A yarmulke you must wear when you go into a shul, when you daven, and when you make blessings. And today, in general, you're not supposed to be without a yarmulke. That's a custom the Jewish people accepted. Next time, tomorrow night, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue working our way down with the laws of Payas, and then we'll move to the laws of Tefillin. I guess Tefillin come before Payas. They're higher up on the head. So we'll have to talk about Tefillin, and then Payas, and then plucking your eyebrows, and then your eyes. We're going to work down our head, yeah? Is a man allowed to pluck his eyebrows?
I hate a teaser question.
So we will discuss that, Be'ezrat Hashem, as we go along. We said we're going to work our way down our head. Is a man allowed to wear a toupee? And we have to discuss, if you wear a wig, can you wear tefillin on your wig? Meaning, if you're going to wear a wig, can you wear tefillin on your wig? Do you need a yarmulke if you're wearing a wig? Or does the wig count as a yarmulke? So we have a lot to discuss about the head as we move forward. We'll discuss glasses. Can you wear glasses where there isn't an Eruv? We have a lot to talk about. Sunglasses. We have a lot as we work our way down. Oh, this is a very nice idea. Yeah, we're going to work our way down the body. So tonight we discussed yarmulke. And tomorrow we will discuss wigs for men, for women. What are women's obligations in covering their hair? Okay, we're working our way down. We have to remember the opposite gender, right? You've got to talk about women a little bit too. And we'll move forward with that. And then tefillin, etc., as we go ahead. Okay.